我哋继续喺彼得前书里边睇神嘅话语。As we continue our study in 1 Peter and in the Word of God， 今日我哋睇个主题叫为义受苦是有福的。And the title of our message this morning is "You are blessed when you suffer for righteousness."
頭先唱嗰首《一生不走錯》咧，就係面對前面幾多嘅艱辛、艱苦都唔怕。
We just sang the song, you know, that no matter what trials are in front of me, and I'm not going to be afraid of them.
咁我哋知道我哋喺前面嘅路好多時面對崎嶇，有時都唔知道聽日發生咩事。
You know, so often in our life we face struggles, and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
但係我哋係可以肯定一樣嘢咧。人生一定会有苦难。
But there's one thing I can assure you will happen is you will have troubles and difficulty.
因为人生是有苦难。
Because life is full of trials.
但是这个呢，这个经文就告诉我们，是主耶稣基督里面，我们是因为信耶稣就受苦。
But this passage is telling us that in Christ, because we are Christians, we suffer as Christians.
这个就可能、就是、要面对一个事实，基督教就是一个受苦的宗教。
And there's a truth that I have to tell you that the Christianity is a religion of suffering.
有几千年的基督教的都是一路受苦的、
And then 2,000 years of Christianity on earth, it's been 2,000 years of suffering.
千千万万的人为耶稣基督的受逼迫。
There have been thousands of Christians who have been persecuted for their faith.
我哋系属天嘅子民，我哋神嘅儿女。
We are citizens of heaven. We are children of God.
但系我哋喺呢个世界上，我哋系不受欢迎。
But we are not welcome people on this planet.
世界就系唔中意你，因为你系有神嘅光。
You know, the world doesn't like you because you have the light of Jesus Christ in your life.
你就是有神的爱。我们一路是彼得前书，他教着我们怎样做一个属天的子民。
As we've been studying in 1 Peter, it's been telling us how to live your life as a citizen of heaven.
我们看过一些是讲到呢，就是信服政府啊。仆人顺服主人啦，妻子顺服丈夫啊，丈夫爱妻子。
You know, we've been talking about submitting to governments. We've been talking about employees, listen to your bosses, work honorably. Wives, obey your husbands, submit to your husband. Husbands, love your wives.
那好多时世界唔中意呢啲嘅教导。
You know, the world doesn't like this type of teaching.
有时你在你的公司，在你的圈里面，在你的家庭，你想做一个合神心意的基督徒，人家说你痴善，你傻，你多余。
And if you try to live a Christian life in your circle of friends, in your business, in your company, in your family, maybe the people around you are going to say, you're crazy, you're off the wall, you're too extreme.
我们今天不是，我们要面对事实，基督徒是会受逼迫。
We're not crazy, but we have to face the fact, Christians will be persecuted.
我们看13节至18节，
Let's look at verses 13 to verse 18.
因为你们若是热心行事，有谁害你们呢？
And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good?
你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。
But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常作准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答各人。
But sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and in fear.
存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那
無禮，你們在基督裏有好品行的人自覺羞愧。
Having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile you, your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed.
神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强于因行恶受苦。
For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil.
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前，接着肉体说他被致死，按着灵性说他复活了。
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit.
我们一起祈祷， let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，虽然我们不喜欢受苦，但我们多谢你给我们一个好好的教导，让我们认识我们跟随耶稣我们会面对什么事。求主给我们有好好的准备，愿意主耶稣你在我们生命里面今天教导我们，安慰我们，祝福我们，让我们可以更加为主摆上，是做一个合你心意的人。我们将以下的时间交上，奉耶稣名求， Amen。这个经文讲得很好，我们是有福，因为我们受苦。
This passage tells us that it's so wonderful, you are blessed because you suffer.
我相信没人喜欢受苦。
I believe that none of you like suffering.
有没有人喜欢受苦？举手。
Any of you like to suffer? Just raise your hand, I want to see that.
没人喜欢，是吗？
Nobody likes suffering.
但这个话，你受苦就是有福的。
But here it says that if you suffer for Christ,you are blessed.
你为主受苦就是有福的。你看十三节说，你们若是热心行善，谁可以害你呢？
And so in verse 13 it says, who can harm you if you're followers of what is good?
那热心爱行善呢，就是一个讲到我们一路在彼得前书看着，就是基督徒应该有的行为。
And in the Chinese it says, you know, not only followers of what is good, but it says, you know, being passionate about what's doing good. But, you know, we've been learning in 1 Peter about what it is to follow in the way of Christ.
所以热心行善就是做彼得前书叫我们做的事。
So to do what is good is doing what Peter's been talking to us, what we should be doing.
妻子顺服丈夫就是行善，丈夫爱妻子爱行善。
So if you as wives submit to your husbands, that's doing good. And if as husbands love your wives, that's doing good.
如果我们做工人，顺服老细，听老细话，又是行善。
And as employees, as we listen to our bosses, that's doing good.
即是一个基督徒怎样行善，热心行善就是坚持过圣洁的生活。
And as Christians, as we do good, as we continue in living a life of purity, walking the walk, and not just talking the talk.
我们是基督徒呢，我们是神的儿女，我们是这样行的时候呢，一定有神同在。
And as Christians, as we follow His way, we will have God with us, and God will bless.
这个话，如果你热心行善，有神保护，个含义就是神保护，谁可以害你呢？因为神在这里。
And the I think there's a hidden connotation that who can harm you if you're followers of what is good? Because what it means is God is going to protect you. So you got God on your side.
所以你做神的事，神就与你同在。几好哦。但是基督徒会受逼迫，基督徒会受苦。
But as Christians, we will face persecution and we will meet difficulties.
我八月份收到的电邮呢，就是罗马尼亚一个哥哥他教会，我们属于那个母会，就是在罗马尼亚有个宣教，有个助理牧师和他的九岁的儿子被镖心杀害，绑架杀害。
In August, I received an email from
Calvary Chapels, and assistant pastor of the Calvary Chapel in Romania was kidnapped with his 9-year-old son, and both of them were murdered.
咁啊，有人会觉得嗱，基督徒行善，牧师做好人，又会被人标心，又会被人杀，即系神喺边度？点会保护佢？
And so maybe some people say, what's going on? He's a Christian. He loves the Lord. He's an assistant pastor. He and his son is innocent 9-year-old boy. They were kidnapped. They were murdered. Why didn't God protect them?
好多时我会想这些问题。Your son 在这里为什么不保护?
And often we think of these problems. If God is there, why doesn't he protect?
首先我们不知道详情，不知道是当时发生什么事，不知道助理牧师跟那个绑架他的人说过什么话，不知道那个原因。
First of all, we don't know what happened. We don't know the situation. We don't know what the assistant pastor said to his kidnappers. We don't know the reason for the kidnapping. We don't know the details.
但我告诉你，神知道的。But I can tell you, God knows the details.
神知道在整个过程的时候，怎样去将荣耀归返给神，怎样去保护他的儿女。And God knows throughout the whole situation how to bring glory to his name and how to protect his children.
我相信在整个过程在绑架的时候，虽然我不知道详情，我知道神与那个牧师和他的仔一起给他有平安。
And I'm sure that throughout the whole situation, God was with this pastor and with his son and using them as a testimony, as a witness.
但我知道整件事是影响到整个罗马尼亚教会。
But I know that this whole situation is having a major influence on the whole church in Romania.
我相信会影响很多人是更加认真祈祷寻求神。
And I'm sure that the whole situation is going to cause many Romanian Christians to come closer to God as they call out to the Lord in prayer.
你看十四节, look at verse 14.
你们就是为义受苦, 也是有福的。
And so you, when you suffer for righteousness' sake, are blessed.
不要怕人的威吓, 也不要惊慌。
So don't be afraid of their threats and nor be troubled.
哇，好听，是吧？你有福的。 What a great teaching. You are blessed.
但我们是因为受苦而有福气。
But we're blessed because we're suffering.
你做神的事呢，你做啱的事，好多时你会遇到困难。
You know, when you do the right thing, when you do what God wants you to do, often you will be hit with obstacles, won't you?
有人试过呢，因为做啱的，做应该做的，但跟住被人闹。
Have any of you ever experienced doing what you're supposed to do, what's right, and then being yelled at, being accused for doing the right thing?
有没有试过？有没有这个经历？有，好多事嘛。
我们是做得啱的，可能被人笑。
Maybe you're doing what's right, but people are laughing at you.
或者因为你行基督徒的道路，因为你是做好你的基督徒的本分，
但因为这样，你公司里面不可以升职的。
Maybe you're being your Christian, living your life the way that you should as a Christian, but because you do that, your employer will not give you the promotion.
或者因为你是做好你的基督徒生命，你应该有那个工作你没办法做。
But maybe because you're living your Christian life the way you should, you can't get that job that you really wanted.
或者因为你做好你的基督徒生命，你就遇到其他的比较严重的伤害。
But maybe because you're being a Christian, living your life, you face other troubles that are more serious.
不知道大家有没有听过呢，最近埃及和叙利亚在时事新闻里边。
I don't know if you've been listening to the news, you know, a lot of in the news about Egypt and Syria these days.
但你知不知道埃及呢，就是过去几个月穆斯林兄弟就是系统地咁样去杀害埃及嘅基督徒，焚烧埃及嘅教会。
But do you know that in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood has been systematically for the last couple months been going through Egypt and burning churches and murdering Christians?
I come to my Jordania, 原本就是中东最多基督徒的伊斯兰教国家的，之一两个都系。
Egypt and Syria both were two Islamic countries in the Middle East that had large Christian populations.
但是过去几个月里面，埃及同埋叙利亚嘅基督徒系被穆斯林嘅人系统杀害。
But in the last few months, both these countries have been experiencing mass murders of Christian populations in their countries.
我哋澳门好平安喎。
Here in Macau, we're at peace, right?
我想在座没有一个人是因为你信耶稣会面对被人杀。I
don't think that any of you sitting here today are facing the possibility of somebody coming and murdering you because you're a Christian.
如果你做坏事或者人家打劫可能是不同，但不会因为你是基督徒。
If you are doing evil things or maybe they come and rob your house, maybe, but not because you're a Christian, right?
我们在澳门面对的事就很少而科的
And the troubles that we're facing here in Macau are just so small, they're not so great.
可能我们面对的困难呢，因为我信耶稣，我家拜神，我就坚持我不烧香不拜神，我家人骂我笑我。
Maybe the trial you're facing is because your family worships the idols, burns incense, and you became a Christian, and you make a stand and say, I'm not going to burn incense, I'm not going to worship the idols. And then you get yelled at.
特别如果亲人离开的时候，跟着又要去拜，又要点点点，你说我是基督徒，那你不做，哇，你是不是人来的？
And then maybe you have a death in the family, and you go and you say, I'm a Christian, I'm not going to do that. And they say, what are you? You have no heart.
那你可不可以面对这个挑战呢?
Can you face that persecution? Are you willing to stand for Christ and say, I'm a Christian, I'm not going to worship the idol?
你可不可以站立得稳，说我是基督徒，我不会拜神。 我不会烧香，无论你怎样压迫我，我都是站正，我是基督徒信仰。
This is, if you live for Christ, you will be persecuted.
如果你为基督而活，你一定受逼迫。有时呢，我们怕，因为我站正，是我的基督徒信仰，老细不加我人工。
Sometimes we fear that if I stand at my Christian principles, the boss will not give me a promotion.
因为老细要我慢慢陪他，或者一个月一次陪他，就去打麻将、饮酒。我不跟他应酬，我不是对，他不让我升职。
Maybe because my boss wants me once a week or once a month or every so on, you know, go out and play mahjong with him and drink and get loaded, you know. And if I don't do that, then I don't connect with the boss. And if I don't get, I'm not part of the inner circle. If I'm not part of the inner circle, I won't get the promotion.
你为耶稣站正，会不会受苦?
If you stand firm for your Christian conviction, are you going to suffer?
一定会的。Yes. 但是你受苦是有福的。But
suffering for Jesus is blessed. You are blessed.
有很多公司呢，就是开工前就要求福，是不是？又要拜一拜。我是基督徒，我是叛徒，但是我拜不拜呢？我不拜的伙计就怎样？
A lot of companies, you know, before they start work, they've got to, you know, get the incense out and burn and worship, you know. But I'm a Christian and I'm a foreman and I'm not going to worship the idol and do that. What about all my workers? Are they going to support me in that?
哇，你唔拜一拜咧，我哋受伤系你嘅事喎，入你数喎。
If you don't burn the incense and ask for a blessing and I get damaged, I get hurt on the job, it's your fault.
这是现实的问题，是不是?
These are practical issues that we face every day, aren't they?
你是基督徒，你会不会站正，
企硬是你的信仰，如果你企硬是你的信仰，你会为你的信仰受苦。
If you're a Christian, are you willing to stand firm on your convictions? And if you stand firm on your conviction, I guarantee you will suffer for it.
但你受咁样受苦，你一定有福气。
But by suffering for Jesus, it is being blessed.
你屋企人闹你，你朋友就话你傻嘅。
Maybe your family will yell at you. Maybe your friends will say you're crazy.
或者被人排斥。
Maybe people will reject you and not want to hang out with you.
但你怕人还是怕神？
But who are you afraid of more? Are you afraid of God or are you afraid of man?
你看十五节。
Look at verse 15.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常作准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答各人。
But sanctify the Lord in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks for a reason of hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
那我原本准备的时候，我挣扎是只是讲这一节经文。
As I was preparing this message, I was actually struggling over just teaching from this verse right here.
因为这个就是一个经典的经节。
Because this is an awesome verse to teach from.
教导我们怎样去认识我们所信的信仰。
And teaching us that we need to know what we believe.
但我决定了跟着这个上下文理是讲。
But I chose to teach this passage from the context that Peter gave it in.
你要心里边尊主为圣，
You need to sanctify Christ in your heart.
尊主为圣就是一个决定，
And to sanctify Christ in your heart, that's making a decision.
这个决定就是说我是基督徒，我要行基督徒的路。
And that decision says, as a Christian, I'm going to walk the way that Christ wants me to walk.
我要尊主为大，我要做主想我做的事。
And I'm going toPut Christ number one in my life, and I'm going to do what He wants me to do.
我做基督想我做的事，我就尊主为圣。
And as I do what Christ wants me to do, then I am sanctified Christ in my heart.
你有没有这个决心呢？是你一生所做的一切，就要荣耀耶稣。
Do you have that in your heart today, that everything that you do in your life would bring glory to God?
如果这个你的心这个真的一流，你一生所做的就荣耀主。
That everything you do in your life brings glory to God.
但当你是这样行的时候呢，你会遇到很多挑战。
But when you make that decision and you start living that life that brings glory to God,You are going to face a lot of challenges.
因为你身边的人呢是不喜欢。
Because people around you are not going to like it.
因为你心里面有圣灵，有神的爱。
Because in you, you have the Holy Spirit, you have the love of God.
你是有神的光，
you've got the light of God in you.
但这个世界是黑暗，
but this world is dark.
你一有神的光，你将神的光显然在这个黑暗的地方，黑暗的人不喜欢的。
And as you have the light of Christ in you, and you start shining this light out, the people in the darkness don't like it.
因为你的光会显出他的罪，
because your light will show their sin.
所以你一出现在一些不信耶稣的人身边，他就周身不舒服的。
And so when you show up in a crowd of non-Christians, they get uncomfortable.
你有没有发觉这件事？
Have you experienced that?
因为你是基督徒，你的生命影响人哋，好似唔知点，哎呀，又爆咗粗口，哎呀，又唔得嘅，哎呀，唔可以睇呢样嘢。
You know, you get around them, and then they say, "Oh no, I curse, I can't say a curse word around that guy. Oh no, I can't look at that. Oh no, I can't." You know,
基督徒有影响力嘅。
As Christians, you have an influence,
但人哋唔中意。
But lots of people don't like the influence you have.
他会挑战你，
they will challenge you.
当你的信仰被挑战的时候，你会怎么做？
When your faith is challenged, what are you going to do?
当他笑你，逼迫你，你会怎么做？
When they laugh at you, when they persecute you, what are you going to do?
当他说你傻的，你没脑的，你会怎么做？
When they say you're crazy, you don't have a mind, what are you going to do?
这个经文给一个好好的答案。
This verse gives us a great answer.
你需要花时间认识圣经。
You need to spend time learning the Word of God.
你需要认识圣经，以致你可以有适当的说话回答他们的。
You need to understand the Word of God so you can answer them in a proper way.
你在面对这些挑战的时候，你是用神的话语来回答。
And when you face these challenges, you use the Word of God to answer them.
那这个经文讲到回答的，那个回答的希腊文呢，讲 apologia.
The Greek word for answer is apology, apologia.
我apologia 就是英文转回来呢，就是叫
answer，
即是回答，或者是道歉，应该是 apology， 道歉 sorry、
and from apologia is where we get the English word apologize。
但是这个回答呢的意思不是道歉的，反而的意思就是为你所信的是辩护，是护卫的。
But what the apologia means is not to apologize, but to give a defense, to give a answer, a reason.
这个护卫就好像在法院里面的，就是将提供证据，就是支持你的立场。
And the apology, the offense, is like being in a courtroom and giving solid evidence to prove your point and your position and why your position is true.
So, 有这个经文，我们拿我们基督教那个护教学那个字出来。
And it's from this passage where we get our term in Christianity called apologetics.
有人知道护教学是什么？
Do any of you know what apologetics means?
护教学就是为基督教的真理有适当的解释，有适当的方法去证明圣经是可求，是真实。
And apologetics is the study to have all the information you need to defend your faith, to stand firm on your faith, and to show others that this Bible is true.
你知不知我这个圣经是可靠的，是千真万确？
Do you know that the Bible that we hold in our hand is reliable and it is true? It's the Word of God.
你知不知我这个信仰是经得起考验？
And do you know that the faith that you have stands the test and the trials that come against it?
你知不知道我们所信这个圣经，我们可以用很多不同的门说，很多的学问来证明它是真实的。
And do you know that we can use all forms of intellectual study to prove that the Bible is true?
我可以透过哲学，透过科学，透过历史、考古学、宗教比较学、社会学、人类学、文学，都是证明圣经是可靠的。
I can prove the Bible is reliable and trustworthy by using philosophy, history, archaeology, comparative religions, sociology, anthropology, literature, and other forms of investigation to prove that the Bible is reliable.
没有第二个宗教可以这样做。
There is no other religion in the world that can make that claim.
我们的圣经是可信可靠。
Our Bible is believable and reliable.
你就需要学习，你需要认识。
You need to study, you need to learn, you need to know.
因为你被 你受到呢啲挑战嘅时候，你点样回答人 ？Because when you are challenged for your faith, how are you going to respond？ 人哋话我哋系唔信宗教，因为宗教系人民鸦片，你系迷信思想，我哋唔信呢啲，你点答佢嘅？When somebody comes to you and says, we don't believe in religion because religion is the opiate of the people and we don't believe in that superstitious stuff. How are you going to respond? And if you study, if you learn, you can give them an answer. I can't stay on the apologetics too much because we have to continue. But if you look in verse 15, 15節俾我哋一個好好嘅教導，點樣回答人。Verse 15 gives us a great teaching on how to respond and how to talk. 佢話要温柔和敬畏嘅心回答人。It says we need to answer them in what way? We need to respond to them in meekness. Yes. Meekness and fear. Meekness and fear. 我哋需要温柔的，即是这个，就是你是为你的信仰而战的时候呢，你是维护你所信的，你是面对他的挑战的时候，你不是出来扎定个马，哇，我跟你搏斗。When you give a defense for your faith and these challenges and things come against you, it's not standing and taking a kung fu stance and say, okay, let's go fight it out now. 我们是要温柔去为我们的信仰去回答。We need to respond in gentleness, in meekness. 太多的基督徒在这一点是犯错。Too many Christians get off, miss the point here. 人家大声闹我，我大声回答他。Somebody yells at me loud, I'm going to yell back louder. 有人是挑剔我，我就挑剔回他。And somebody picks on me, I'm going to pick on them. 有人说我没脑，我说你没脑的时间。Somebody says, you don't have a brain, you're stupid. I say, no, no, you're the stupid one. You don't know what you're talking about.跟住你开始辩论啊，嗌交啊 ，and then you start getting an argument at the beginning, it just gets all heated up in there. 有冇好结果 ？Is there any what's the result of that? 就算你拗赢佢，你嘅态度、你嘅行为、你嘅表现，已经系令到佢反感。Even if you answered all of his questions and he's no longer able to argue with you, your attitude, your action, your testimony has turned him off. He's not going to believe. 我们要温柔敬畏的心回答。We need to respond to them in a spirit of meekness and in a heart of love and reverence and fear.你屋企人话你唔大神，你唔系我嘅仔。Maybe your family says, if you don't worship the idols, you're no longer part of this family. 跟住你同佢嗌交冇用嘅。And then you get an argument with them, what's that going to do? 用温柔嘅心、谦卑嘅心，用你嘅生命见证影响佢。Use gentleness, a reverent heart, fearing heart.Let your life be the testimony. 我信耶稣的时候，我以前吸毒，我13岁信耶稣，是离开了我吸毒那班圈子。When I became a Christian, you know, I used to be a drug addict, and I became a Christian when I was around 13. And when I became a Christian, I left my old drug addict friends. 我妈来跟我说，阿仔，我宁愿你是以前咁，我唔中意你而家咁样成日睇圣经翻教会啊！点解你要咁样变 ？My mom came and she pointed the finger at me and she said, "Rusty, I'd prefer that you were like you used to be. You know, you're strange now. You're going reading the Bible. You're going to church. You got messed up. I like you the way you used to be."
我阿媽，我以前係吸毒啊，爛達達，你中意我咁？佢話咁都唔係，不過I said, I used to be a drug addict, I was messed up. You want me like that? She said, well, no, not like that, but yeah. 我哋人人都會面對家庭嘅壓力，係咪？We all face family pressure, don't we? 你要堅持行神嘅道路。You need to continue to walk in the way of the Word. Way of the Word, not way of the world. 在神嘅道路。十六節就好好。Look at verse 16. 存着無愧嘅良心，叫你們在何事上被毀謗，就在何事上可以叫那無賴你們在基督裡有好品行的人自覺羞愧。 Having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. 無愧的良心， A good conscience。无愧的良心的意思就是我对得住神，我做到神要我做的事。 A good conscience means that I'm doing right what God wants me to do. I'm in God's eyes. I've done what God wants me to. 我们很多时候就是想满足别人的要求。 So often we want to do what other people want us to do. 你要做神要你做的事。 You need to do what God wants you to do.你是按照神的道理行，你不要理人家怎么看。As you follow the word of God, don't worry about what other people think. 你做到神要你做的事，你对得住神，你做得对，心中无愧就可以了。Follow what God wants you to do, don't worry about what the other people do, and have a good conscience to God.我们需要在主面前呢，即是交代。 We need to give an account for our life to God. 有一天你站在神的审判台前，你不会站在我的审判台前。 One day you will stand at the judgment seat of God. You will not stand at my judgment seat. 你不需要理我怎么看，你要担心神怎么看。 You know, you don't have to worry about what I think. You have to worry about what God thinks. 是吗？心中无愧就是对得住神是清白。 And when you have a good conscience to God, then your conscience is okay. 我们的良心好像我们心里面有一个审判官。 You know, the conscience is kind of like a judge in our heart. 他会告诉我们我们做得对还是不对。 And our conscience will be like a voice telling us, have we done right or not? 有圣灵加入呢，就是引导我们做好的。 And with the Holy Spirit intervening in there, then he will lead us into the right way to go.我们需要在神面前行得对。 And so we need to walk properly in God's eyes. 但如果你做得对神要你做的事，无论人家毁谤你，无论人家怎样无礼对你，你的见证，你的生命会怎样？ So if you're walking right and proper before God, no matter how people accuse you, no matter how much they come against you, what is your life going to do?你的生命成为一个见证，成为一个影响力。 Your life will become a testimony. Your life will become an influence. 十六节讲得好好，因为你好品行会令到他自觉羞愧。 Because of your good conduct in Christ, they will become ashamed. 你有没有试过人家闹你，人家挑剔你，人家糟质你，但是你是爱他，欣然接受你的好行为，有一天影响到他走来跟你道歉。 Have you ever experienced people picking on you, yelling at you, accusing you falsely, not liking you? But because of your life, your influence, your good testimony, and your attitude, one day after a long period of time, they come to you and they say, I'm sorry.I'm ashamed because of the way I've treated you. 有没有经历过这样的？我想很多人经历，你没经历你有机会，因为十六节说你有机会，你的好行为影响到他羞愧。
If you haven't experienced it, you have an opportunity, because verse 16 is a promise. If you continue walking the way that you should go in Christ, they will be ashamed for the way they treat you.
I just in my brain came in a number of examples of this, and I won't talk about examples from China, but one example came from Corrie ten Boom. In Corrie ten Boom, you know, she was put in a prison concentration camp during the Nazi Germany because she was hiding Jews. And her whole family died in the concentration camp except for her.
打完仗出来,
after the war, released from prison, Corrie ten Boom going around to different churches in Europe and sharing about her experience.
有一次他在他的传记写到,
and one time she wrote this in her autobiography, 他就是去了一间教会讲到宽恕的, and she's talking about forgiveness in the church. 但是他看到外面坐在那里有其中一个集中营锁住他，租着他的妹，影响他妹死亡一个的锁匙人, and as she's teaching about forgiveness in this church service, right there sitting in front of her, she sees him very clearly as one of the prison guards in the concentration camp that treated her and her sister so evilly that her sister died, and there he is sitting right there. If it was you, how would you treat him?
这样的锁匙人就因为看到人家的好行为，看到人家的见证，就悔改。
You know, so often that many times prison guards in situations like that, because of the way that they treated people and the response they see, they repent and they come to Christ.
你可以看回他的传记，我不说下面发生什么事，但是结果他彼此宽恕，彼此拥抱。
But you can get her autobiography, you can read the story. I won't tell you the end of the story, but I do know that they ended up forgiving each other and embracing one another in love.
你的好行为虽然辛苦，虽然艰苦，但你可以影响别人惭愧。
Your good behavior, your actions, your testimony, although it's difficult at times, can be an influence in other people's lives to bring them to Christ.
我们很快要跳到一个例子在圣经里边。
I want to turn to an example in the Bible. An example of Daniel from the Old Testament.
是但以理在教育圣经。
Because as 因为我们做基督徒呢, 你是光, 你身边的人不喜欢你。 Because as a Christian, you're a light and people around you don't like you.
有人会是因为你出现已经是很不满,
and some people, because you just show up on the scene, they already don't like you.
因为你的生命影响他显出他的罪恶,
because your life is a light showing their darkness.
那但以理在教育圣经是一个例子,
and so Daniel from the Old Testament is an example.
但以利是犹太人被俘虏去巴比伦,
and Daniel was a Jew, he was taken into captivity in Babylon.
他在小的时候被栽培成为皇室人员的顾问，是智慧者,
and he, as a young boy, he was trained to be a wise man in the king's court, and so he grew up and he became a very wise man and a servant of the king, one of his counselors.
但以利一路服侍巴比伦尼布甲尼撒王,
and Daniel was serving King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon.
过了很多年的巴比伦被马代波斯征服, And after many years, Babylon was conquered by Media Persia.
在马代波斯的时候 来做这个的新的政府，但以理然而是做王室的人员的智慧者，是顾问。
And in the new kingdom of Media Persia, Daniel was still one of the king's advisors. He was still a wise man in the king's court.
那时呢，马代波斯其他的智慧者是不中意但以理。
And at that time, the other people in the king's court did not like Daniel.
为什么他不喜欢但以理？因为他正直、公义、公平，行神的道。
And why didn't they like Daniel? Because he was righteous, he was just, he walked in the way of the Lord, he was pure.
那你这样行，你身边的人不喜意，他说你扮野了。
You know, the people around you don't like it when you're living like that. They say, oh, you're just putting on an act. Oh, 你talk大个儿，你擦鞋。Oh, you're just buttering up the boss. You're just, you know, trying to get on his good side.
是不是？他会这样说。他不喜欢你，因为你越好，显出他越差。
Because the better you are, the more you show how bad they are.
跟着他不喜欢。他说，但以理在这个环境当中继续做他应该做的事。
And Daniel continued to do what he should do.
So in Ibanian, they sang why meet Daniel.
And so the others wanted to get rid of Daniel.
他想到一个计。 And they thought of a great plan. 那我们去皇帝那里呢，跟皇帝讲呢，就是定一个新法例，除了向皇帝祷告呢，不可以向任何其他神祷告的。
And he said, let's come to the king and get a great plan. We have to pray only to you, King. And if anybody's caught praying to anybody else, then they'll be punished.
皇帝觉得好主意，因为他不是基督徒，他说，哦，人家向我祷告好正。
And the king thought that's a great plan because he wasn't a Christian. People pray to me, that's great.
但以理有个习惯，一日呢，就一两次呢，就是向耶路撒冷跪低，是向神祷告。
And Daniel had the habit every day of bowing, opening his windows, facing Jerusalem and praying to God.
通世天国都知道但以理咁做，佢就会向神祷告。而家有新法例，唔可以向神祷告，只可以向皇帝祷告。你点做？
Now Daniel had that habit of praying every day. Now there's a new rule. You cannot pray to God. You can only pray to the king. What are you going to do?
但以理很简单，关上窗，躲起熄灯，祈祷没人知道。
Daniel could have closed his windows, turned off the light, nobody would know.
或者他说，啊，这段时间我不祈祷。
Or maybe he said, I'm not going to pray for now. Just let it go by a couple of days and not pray.
但以理不是，他不怕。 Daniel wasn't afraid. 他继续他的习惯，跪低祈祷。
He continued in his stand, and he prayed, and he bowed.
他的窗打开，向着耶路撒冷祈祷。
And his windows were open.
被人捉了咯。皇帝都不想杀，但以理都没计，他自己发这个命令，他不可以修改。
And even though the king didn't want to kill Daniel, he was caught in a trap. He made the law, he couldn't revoke it.
感谢主，神与但以理同在。他扔但以理落狮子坑。
Praise the Lord, God was with Daniel. They threw him in the lion's den.
但是那晚的狮子不肚饿，全部都不吃但以理，因为神塞住他的口。
But that night the lions weren't hungry because God closed their mouths.
但是只要但以理平安出来，捉他的人就扔落狮子坑，全部被狮子压晒。
And that night Daniel spent a nice night sleeping on the back of a lion. The next morning they got him out of there, and the king threw the guys that tricked Daniel into the lion's den, and the lions had a great feast.
弟兄姊妹，你是一样跟但以理没分别。
You're really no different than Daniel.
你会不会站得在你知道啱的道路上照行，就算别人不喜意？
Are you going to make that stand and walk firmly in your conviction for God, even though other people don't like it?
十七节， Look at verse 17.
神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦, 总强于因行恶受苦.
For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil.
我觉得这个经文是相反.
I think there's something wrong with this verse. It's like backwards, isn't it?
我们一般人觉得我做错事受苦, 被惩罚就是应该.
Most of us think if I did the wrong thing and I get punished for doing what I know is wrong, that's correct.
但如果我没做错事,我被人冤枉, 我是做对的被人罚, 岂有此理?
是吧? But if I'm getting punished, I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, I'm doing good, and you're punishing me for that? No way, man!
是吧? 你没这么想? 但这个经文完全相反.
But this passage is completely the opposite. 你为做善事,
为行得对的, 被人逼迫受苦, 这个是好过 犯错受惩罚.
If you're doing what you're supposed to, if you're doing right, if you're walking the proper way, and you get persecuted for that, that is better than being punished for doing wrong.
神的看法和人的看法不一样.
其实世人不知道为什么他会逼迫你. You know, the people in the world, they don't know why they are persecuting you.
很简单的一个原因, 因为他里面有魔鬼, 他自己心不由己, 都不知道他在做什么事.
Actually, the reason is because, you know, people that are not Christians, Satan is influencing them, and they don't even know what they're doing. They're like a puppet in the hands of Satan.
那些人就是挑剔你, 哈你啊, 对你不好, 他根本不知道为什么.
And all, as those people pick on you, or mean to you, you know, it's Satan that's influencing them to do that, but they don't even realize it.
18节是最后一节. Verse 18 is the last verse. 因基督也曾一次为罪受苦, 就是义的代替不义的, 为要引我们到神面前, 按着肉体说, 他被致死, 按着灵性说, 他复活了.
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 这个经文就是给我们一个平衡.
This last verse gives us a very good balance.
我们受苦有原因.
As we suffer, there's a reason.
耶稣基督是我们的主人, 他又是受苦.
Jesus, as our Lord, he suffered.
如果我们的主人受苦, 我们做仆人更加会受苦.
And if Jesus as our Lord suffered, we as his servants will also suffer.
耶稣是为你而受苦,
and Jesus suffered for you.
耶稣是代替你接受你的惩罚,
and Jesus took your place and took your punishment on himself.
耶稣就是因为爱你甘心乐意接受十字架的苦难.
And Jesus, because he loves you, took your punishment on him willfully.
耶稣是我们的榜样.
And Jesus is a great example for us today.
人家挑剔你, 人家哈你, 人家骂你, 算什么?
What does it matter if somebody picks on you, yells at you, or accuses you of something?
人家当时呢, 就将耶稣钉十字架.
They took Jesus and nailed him to a cross.
耶稣流出他的宝血, 死得很残忍.
And Jesus died on the cross, and it was a very cruel death.
如果耶稣可以这样为我们死, 我们接受耶稣的宽恕, 我哋为耶稣愿唔愿意同样行佢嗰条路？
If Jesus put up with all of that and endured the cross for you, can't you endure a little bit for him?
你愿不愿意为耶稣的缘故受得起人家骂你、挑剔你、逼迫你？
Are you willing to receive joyfully the little bit of persecution, the heckles, the oppression that other people give you for the sake of Christ?
Yes, so 爱我哋，为我哋死。今日我哋要默饼纪念主。
And today we are going to take communion and remember Jesus today.
当我哋系准备我哋嘅心去谂到呢个默饼，食呢个饼，饮呢个杯嘅时候。
And as we prepare our hearts to take communion, to take the elements, the bread and the cup,
我想是一个值得我们反省。
I think it's a great opportunity as we re-examine our heart.
耶稣为我们担当这么多的罪，耶稣为我们承受这么多的冤屈、辱骂，我们为耶稣不可以承受这么少吗？
Jesus suffered so much for you. He suffered the heckles, the persecution of all the people for you. Can't you put up with a little bit of persecution for him?
这个经文说，你为义受苦是有福的。
This passage tells us that if you suffer for righteousness, you are blessed.
你真的有福，因为耶稣为你而受苦。
And you're truly blessed because Jesus suffered for you.
我们先一起低头祈祷。
Let's bow in prayer.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，因为你为我们而死，你为我们死在十字架上，是担当我们的罪。主耶稣，我们多谢你，因为你受苦，我们知道我们受的痛苦没有你的一半，没有你三分一，我们所忍受的是很少。
靠主耶稣给我们有这个新的改观的看法，
当人家逼迫我们、虾我们、笑我们，当我们遇到这些为主受苦的时候，我们恳求耶稣给我们一个清晰的心，就怎样为你作见证，怎样去回答别人，怎样去忍受，继续做好我们应该做的榜样。主要求你帮助我们。
多谢主，听我祷告，奉耶稣名求。